Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchos Talmud Torah, the third out of the five halachas in the Sif Amad, the Book of Knowledge, which Yesh Bechlol and Shtei Mitzvahs say in their category, there's two positive commandments. Vezeh Prot, and these are their specifics. Aleph, number one, Lumay Torah, to learn Torah, and Beis, number two, is Lachabim Melam Deha V'Yodeha, to honor those who learn it, those who teach it, and to those who know it. Uveir Shtei Mitzvahs Eilu, and the explanation of these commandments. These two mitzvahs of Prakim Eila are in these chapters, which there are seven Prakim. The first half, Perek Aleph Tadal, discusses regarding the learning of Torah, and Perek Hei Tzayin discusses regarding the honor of the sages and excommunication of those who disregard that. That's Rambam Gezal Aleph, Perek Rishon, the first Perek regarding the mitzvah of teaching and learning Torah. That's Rambam Gezal Aleph regarding the obligation of giving over of the Torah from generation to generation. Noshim ba'avodim ketanim, women, servants, slaves, and minors, p'tuchim b'talmud Torah, they're exempt from learning Torah. Avakotin, but a child, avav chayv l'olam b'Torah. So although children themselves are exempt, but the father is obligated to teach him Torah. Shalom, it says in the pasuk in the bottom, v'lamatim oisim es b'neichem l'dabibam, that you should teach your children, your sons, to speak in this. But the angel Isha chayiv is lamed b'nah, but the woman's not obligated to teach her son. Shekala chayiv lamed, chayiv lamed, because whoever is obligated to learn is obligated to teach. And women, as we just mentioned, since they're exempt from learning, so they're exempt also from teaching their children. Halacha beis. K'shem shchayiv lamed es b'nah, just like a person obligated to teach his son, kach hu chayiv lamed es ben b'nah. So he's obligated to teach his son's son, his grandson. Shem like says in the pasuk, v'idatim l'v'necho, b'l'v'nei b'necho, you should let it be known to your sons and to your son's sons. Now, v'loy b'noyu ben b'nei b'vad. The truth is not only for his son or his son's son. El mitzvah kol chacham b'chacham Yisrael. Rather, there's a mitzvah on every single sage of the Jewish people. Lamed is called to me to teach all the students. Ava pisha in b'nav, even though it's not his sons. Shneimek says in the pasuk v'shnatam l'v'necha, that you should let it be sharp, teach it to your sons. Now, m'piyash m'olam, from tradition they learn. But necha, although it says your sons, elu talmidecha, this refers to your students. Because shatamidim kurim b'nav, we find the verse says that students are called sons. Shneimek says in the pasuk m'lochem beis, v'yitzu b'nei hanavim. It doesn't mean the sons of the prophets. These were the students of the prophets. So you see that l'v'necha would mean students. Now, if that's the case, so what do we have a pasuk to teaching you an obligation of you saying that everyone you're included to teach, not only your son or grandson, that lahaktim benoy leben benoy, because you have one pasuk that says for your son specifically, that's because your son comes before the obligation of teaching your grandson, and that your grandson comes before your friend's son, so your son's son comes before someone else's son. Moreover, another difference is, one is obligated to hire a teacher to teach his student, to teach his son. But he's not obligated to hire a teacher to teach his friend's son, that he only has an obligation to do without any financial obligation. Now, Misha loylim de'ov, if someone that his father did not teach him Torah, he has to teach himself when he comes to the age of recognition. Shnomach says in the pasuk in the bottom, "V'lamatim oisem, you should learn u'shematim lasoisem, and you should safeguard to do it." And once what we learn from this pasuk is also v'chinatam oitzah b'chamakim, that this you find everywhere. Shatamid koim lamaisa, that learning is prefaced before doing. So it says v'lamatim oisem, and then says u'shematim lasoisem. And the reason is when they say Talmud Mabel de Maisa, because learning brings to action, but v'ena Maisa Mabel de Talmud, but action does not necessarily bring to learning. Halacha Dalet contains regarding the order of preference and regarding the payment regarding learning. So, Hayuhu writes a lumit Torah. If this man wants to learn Torah, the Yeshle ben lumit Torah, and he has a son to learn Torah, who koyin lebnoi, he comes before his son. Now, v'mhoi benoi novin amaskil, but if, let's say his son was very smart and understanding, lahavim asher yilma, to understand what he's learning, yesim and more than the father. So, benoi koyin, the son comes first. Now, although the son comes first, lo yibatalhu, it doesn't mean that the father is off the hook, that he should just be idle. No, because shekashem shemitzah love l'lamad es b'nai, because just like there's a mitzvah for him to teach his son, kachem etzub l'lamad es asmai, has an obligation to teach himself. Halacha hei. Lo'il yilmad odom Torah. Person should always first learn Torah, v'achach yisi isha, and then marry a woman. Because if he's going to first get married to a woman, his consciousness, his thoughts will not be clear to be able to learn. But if his inclination was overpowering him for issues of intimacy, until anyways he finds that his heart is not really free to learn, then yisisha, let him marry a woman, and then go learn Torah. Halach above. From when does it start? The obligation of the father to teach his son Torah. From when he starts to speak. Malam, they teach them the pasuk Teira Tzivolona Moshe. Moshe, meaning referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, he commanded us the Teira. And the first pasuk of Shema, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Lekeinu Shem Achad. Then they teach him a little bit at a time, psukim, verses, Ashi ben Shesha ben Sheva, until he reaches around the age of 6 or 7. Hakolafi Boyer, everything according to the health and the intelligence of that's opening up in this child. So it depends if it will be 6 or 7. Umelich it's a malam and that's next, and then you bring him to the school teacher, to the teacher of the young children. Halacha Zayin. Now, if Hayy Minigam Adina, if the custom of that country was likach malam and hatinekisacha, that the school teacher takes a payment, so then you give him his wages, and you have an obligation as a father to get him taught for payment. Until he is able to read the entire Torah, the entire written law. So in a place where the custom is to teach Torah that's written, the Torah for payment, so mutul lalamed besachar. Like we said, and if that's the custom, then you got to pay the school teacher for the wages for him teaching chumash, navi, ksuvim. Regarding the oral law, it's forbidden to teach it for payment. Shemekah says the passage in the bottom. Re'ei, see, lamati eschem, I have taught you chukum and mishpatim, statutes and judgments. Kashet sivani Hashem, like Hashem commanded me, etc. What does it mean, like Hashem commanded me? Ma'ani bechin lamati, just like I learned from Hashem, for free, for nothing. Af atem lamatem bechina mimeni, so too you learn also from me, for free. So too, when you're going to teach the future generations, teach them also without payment, commercial not to be many, just like you learned from me. Now, let's say someone doesn't find someone that will teach him for free. So then he should learn and pay for it. Shnomek says, the pasuk Mishli, emes kenei, buy truth, if that's what it takes. Now, you would think, okay, just like I learned from my teacher and I had to pay, so I'm going to charge my students that you could teach others for payment. No, same pasuk says, and don't sell it. So even though you'll pay for it, but don't charge. Halamata, this comes to teach you, that he's not allowed to teach for payment, although his teacher charged him for the learning. Halacha Ches continues regarding the obligation of Talmud Torah in every single yid. Kol Ishmi Yisrael, every single Jew, every single man of the Jewish people, Chai B'Talmud Torah, is obligated in the learning of Torah. Bin Ani, Bin Asher, whether he's poor, whether he's wealthy. Bin Shalom Beguva, whether he's complete in his body. Bin Bal Yisroel, whether he's a person of afflictions. Bin Bacha, whether he's young. Bin Shal Yizok, and Godel Shatash HaKoch, whether he's so old that he's weak of his strength. Afal Ha'ya Ani Hamas Pranis Menat Stok, even if he's a pauper that gets provided from charity. U'machaza Al-Bsachim, and he has to go knocking door to door. Afal Ha'ba Isha Abonim, even if he's someone that's busy with a wife and kids. He has an obligation to set a time for learning Torah by day and by night. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Yeshua, "V'hagisa boy," that you should think in it, yomam v'layla, day and night. Halacha test. And we actually find Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, the great ones of the sages, Jewish people. Mehem from them were chayt ve'etzim, wood choppers. Mehem from them were shoyvim ayim, water carriers. Mehem from them were sumim, were blind. And even so, I don't care if they were had yisurim or they were poor or whatever it is, or they were busy. They were engaged in the study of Torah day and night. And they're from those who copied over the teachings, meaning they were the Bali Mesaira, Ishmepi Maisha Beinu, from the great ones that in the Hakdam and the Ram goes through from one to the next. These were from those. There's no excuses. Everyone has an obligation. Even the greatest were busy with other things. Now, that's when, from when, is when he starts to speak. Up until when is there an obligation to learn Torah? Ad yoy moise, says the Rambam, until the day that he dies. Shlomek says in the pasuk in the bottom, ufen yisurim avavcho koi mecheyecha, that lest you remove it from your heart, these words of Torah, all the days of your life. And moreover, v'chosman shalei asik b'limud, any time a person not engaged in learning, hu shecheyech, he forgets, and therefore, that's considered removing it from your heart, because you're going to forget by not learning. Halacha yud aleph. Now, a person has an obligation to cut into threes the time when he learns Torah. That is, shlish b'teir shabiksav, a third should be in the written Torah. Ushlish b'teir shabapeh, a third in the oral Torah. Ushlish in the third, yavin, he should understand, v'yaskel, and he should think about achres dove merishisai, the end of something from its beginning. You should extrapolate one thing from another thing. You should compare one thing to another thing. You should understand from the different characteristics that the Torah is expounded through. until he knows what's the primary principles, and how do you distill what's permitted and what's forbidden, and similar things from things which are learned from the tradition. This idea, this topic that we're talking about, which is the third part of one's learning, who nikra Talmud, or some Gesuras have Gemara. This is the Talmud, which actually this is one of the Rambams that explain how the Rambam had the audacity to say that his sefer is including all of Torah Sheva Peh. You need no other sefer, because the Rambam here says clearly, he answers it, the question over here, one of the sources that he says, you don't understand. There's Torah Sheva Peh and then there's Gemara. He's not including all of Gemara. It's Torah Sheva Peh, which are the primary principles of all of Halacha that the Rambam here has in the whole Yad HaChazakah. But then there's something else called Gemara, and the Rambam never said that he's including that all. And Halacha Yud Beis, as he continues, says, Ketzer, that's a house source. He illustrates this. If someone was a professional, and he was busy with his work, how long? Let's say he says, Sholosh Shoras Bayam. The guy's busy with his panos, so 3 hours a day. Ubatayra Teisha. Now, there's still a lot of hours left in the day. So he spends 9 hours a day learning Torah. So he says, Eis Natesha, those 9 hours. Koyra B'shashman, so three of them he should read B'teirah Shabbat in the written law. U'b'shalosh, another three, B'teirah Shabbat the oral law. U'b'shalosh, and the remaining three is Mispoin and B'dayta. He contemplates in his intelligence, Lahav and Davim and Davim, to understand one thing from another thing. Now, B'divir Kabbalah, the words of Navim and Ksuvim, B'chal Teirah Shabbat Ksavim, that's included in the written law. U'perushim, now in the interpretation of Teirah Shabbat Ksav, B'chal Teirah Shabbat Peh, that's included in the oral law. The Inyanim and the Quran Pardis, these ideas that are called Pardis, which the Rambam had explained in Hilchos Yisrael, the third Perek Dal, which is the spiritual wisdom, the metaphysical nature of the world, B'chlaha Gemorahim, that's included in the third part of what's the other endless pursuit of wisdom called Gemara. Now, B'medmum, when do we say this, that a person has to literally cut his day of learning into three parts, is B'tchilas Tamud Yishaladim, is the beginning when a person is learning. Then you have to be fluent and proficient in all three. When becomes great in wisdom, but he's not going to have to he's not going to have to learn any more the written law. Neither is going to have to be constantly engaged in the oral law. Like someone learns Mishneh Torah, he knows it already. So then then he should read at times that are designated the oral law, in the words of tradition, which are like the Torah Sheba'al Peh, that he should not forget any of the primary principles of the words of the halachas of Torah. But then, then he should clear out all his days to only learning Talmud, to learn Gemara, according to the expansiveness of his heart and according to the settlement of his intelligence. Then he already knows the basic principles. And then he could be busy extrapolating one thing from another, again, in the beautiful study of the Talmud. Halacha Yud Gimel, regarding the halacha of Talmud Torah as it relates to a woman. So, Isha Shalom de Torah, a woman who learns Torah, yesh lo sachar, she gets reward. Aval inik eschar ish, but it's not like the reward of a man. The reason is, b'nei shalein nitztavis, because she wasn't commanded. V'chalo isa dovish, in metzubah lo blasayis, and anyone that does something that is not commanded about, in schachar kischar ha-metzubah sha'asa, his reward is not like the reward of someone who is commanded to do it, ela pachas min, rather it's going to be less than that. And the reason for that is because when someone is commanded to do something, they're very worried and they're in pain, maybe they're not going to do it appropriately. In contrast, someone who's not commanded, and much easier, because okay, you know, I'm not obligated. And we know the famous the Mishneh dictum of Lofum Tzara Agar, according to the pain, is the reward. Now, although the woman gets reward for learning Torah, but Tzibuch Hacham, the sage's commander, Shaloy Lamed Adam is Bita Torah. A person should not go and teach his daughter Torah, because most of the women in Daitim Mechuvenes L'Slamed, their consciousness is not focused to the study of learning. Rather, they're going to take out the words of Torah to words of emptiness, according to the paucity, the poverty of their understanding. Where Amr Chacham, the sage, says, whoever teaches his daughter Torah, as if he taught her empty words that are lacking taste. Now, when we say this, this regarding the oral law, regarding the written law, initially, he shouldn't teach her that. But if he taught her that, then enim kalam the tiblis, that would not be considered as if he taught her words of vanity and of lacking of taste.